This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Yeah, everybody else is going to be talking tonight about impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. And I'll talk about it a little bit, but I don't want to give it the power it does not deserve. It's not the biggest news story in America. Obamacare being struck down is the biggest news story in America. And the great Trump economy is the biggest news story in America. Here's a great article I found today. I think at CNBC, if I'm not incorrect. I believe, yeah, it was at CNBC.com. The headline is, the thing that freaked everyone out about a recession is now moving in the opposite direction. You're damn right it is. There isn't any recession. There never was a recession. There was never going to be a recession because Donald J. Trump is in charge. And the guy knows more about money and creating prosperity. And he even, by the way, knows more about debt. Yes, I will admit that. He knows lots about debt. At various points, he was worth about $2 billion and he owed about $6 billion. So he knows more about debt than anyone else on the planet Earth. And that's a good guy to have in an emergency when you have no jobs and a lousy economy coming out of Obama. And manufacturing is gone and Obama said it will never come back. And the debt was $20 trillion because Obama doubled it more than all the other presidents in the history of America combined. And suddenly you have a debt expert and a prosperity expert and a jobs expert all packaged into one guy. Right out of central casting from Hollywood, and literally in this case, it really was Hollywood because he was also a TV star and a TV producer and one of the great reality shows of all time, Celebrity Apprentice and Apprentice. So the perfect guy, handed down from above, the chosen one, President Donald J. Trump. He's done a great job. There's no recession. Let me see this article. The yield curve, which flashed the biggest recession signal in more than 10 years and sent shockwaves through the financial markets just a few months ago, is now signaling that everything is just fine. In fact, it's saying things are more than fine. It's pointing to a faster economy ahead. Wow. Remember there was this bond yield curve. It was like a cross. They said it was a bond cross. And when the two statistical measurements on a graph crossed, there's always a massive recession. Who was the only guy who told you that's a bunch of poppycock? Wayne Allyn Root. I told you on national TV, a little bit of help from my advisor, Kip Herridge, who's my financial guru, told me, yeah, many times, not always, but when you see that statistical anomaly, that cross in the bond market, many times there is a recession, but not always. Don't let them tell you always. But even if most of the time there's a recession, it could be 4 years from now. So that means, oh my gosh, there might be a recession 4 years from now. Blame Trump. It's ridiculous. And Trump is so smart that he can make a recession that's on the verge, on the horizon, go away. More tax cuts, more regulation slashing, and finally, kill Obamacare. Kill it off. Make it die. You know, pretend you're a Christian with a cross blessed by God, and it's got the sign of Christianity on it, and stick it right through the heart of Obamacare. Stick it to a vampire. That's what Obamacare is. A vampire sucking the life out of the middle class of America and sucking the life out of small business. Obamacare is a vampire, and we've got to kill it. Stab it, stab it, stab it till it's dead. Because it's a nightmare. Can you imagine my health care costs were $500 a month, and now, boom, they're $2,000 because of Barack Obama and Obamacare. All right, so everyone was freaked out about a recession. There is no recession. That's important news. The Gallup poll confirms Pelosi's backfire. Trump is up 6 points, and the majority of Americans are opposed to impeachment. That's the important news story. New CNBC poll. Trump's economic approval hits the highest level in a year. There's a new poll out from Zogby that shows Trump is just about the highest of his entire three-year presidency. Wow. New Gallup poll shows Trump's approval rating increasing, support for impeachment falling and failing. Just as Democrats are looking to impeach Trump, all the news out shows that they have failed spectacularly. That independent voters and swing state voters and Republican voters and independent voters think this is the biggest bunch of malarkey and poppycock in the history of the United States of America, probably in the history of the world. Trumped up charges, excuse the pun. They're framing him. They're fixing him. They're trying to do to Trump what they did to poor Bernie Sanders. Poor, pathetic Bernie Sanders. Hillary stole the election from him. Hillary stole the election. And Bernie didn't even say anything about it. He accepted it. And all of a sudden, after the election, he had million-dollar houses. Where'd those come from, Bernie? I guess somebody told you, if you don't say anything, you don't make any waves, don't worry, Bernie, we'll take care of you. And they took care of him. But I think it's all summed up best by a Californian, believe it or not. A Republican in California, believe it or not. I always thought a Republican on the streets of California was just a rumor. But there really are still Republicans in California. Representative Tom McClintock, one of my favorite politicians ever. Because he used to take ads talking about how he was of a Scottish background. And the Scots are known as being cheap. And he bragged about being the cheapest politician in America. He protects your money. And I always loved that guy. What a great idea. And he said, this is a stunning abuse of power and a shameless travesty of justice that will stain the reputations of those responsible for generations to come. He's a California Republican congressman, and he dismantled the Democrats' case for impeachment in a two-minute speech. He said nullifying a national election requires an overwhelming case of high crimes supported by indisputable evidence that the vast majority of the nation finds compelling. Now, Article 1 of the impeachment is a made-up crime called abuse of office. It does not charge. Excuse me? What are you saying in my ear? I can't hear. Oh, they're voting on it right now. Do we have it on the screen right now? Okay, so right on the screen, you see the vote going on alongside me. Just so you can keep up on it as I talk about it, as I quote Tom McClintock. But again, I don't even want to give it this much power. It's only historic that this is historic because Democrats are destroying themselves. You've never seen a major political party destroy itself, commit Harry Carey, commit political suicide before. The Democratic Party is now the party of Jim Jones of Jonestown in Guyana. They're marching off a cliff. They're drinking poison because Nancy said to do so. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. Somebody decided this was the smart thing to do, and despite every poll, they went and did it? This entire party is committing suicide right in front of you. That's what's historic about this. Political suicide. No one's ever done that before. All right, but back to Tom McClintock. Great stuff. Article 1, he said, is made up of a crime called abuse of office. It does not charge that the president broke any law, but that simply that Congress does not like the way that President Trump lawfully discharged his constitutional duties. This would reduce the presidency to that of a minister serving at the pleasure of Congress, destroying the separation of powers at the heart of our Constitution. Article 2 is another made-up crime called obstruction of Congress. It means the president sought to defend his constitutional rights and those of his office. It removes the judiciary from our core Constitution and places Congress alone in the position of defining the limits of its own powers relative to the president. Because he says our Bill of Rights guarantees every American, even the president, whether you're a janitor or a cop or a school teacher or a businessman or a president, every American has the right to confront their accuser, to call witnesses in their defense, to be protected from hearsay, and to defend these rights in court. The Democrats have trampled them all in their stampede to impeach. And then McClintock ends this thing by saying, even in this kangaroo court, the Democrats' hand-picked witnesses provided no first-hand knowledge the president linked aid to action. In fact, two witnesses provide first-hand knowledge that he specifically ordered no quid pro quo. Any case that charged no actual crime and offered no legally admissible evidence would be laughed out of court in a heartbeat. That's the case before us today. It would redefine the grounds for impeachment in such a way that assures that it will become a constant presence in our national life, meaning no matter who's elected, they're going to keep impeaching and impeaching and impeaching and trying to destroy him and remove him or her from office, even though they were duly and legally elected. And he finishes up by saying, now we know just how reckless is the Democrats' chant of resist by any means necessary. This is a stunning abuse of power and a shameless travesty of justice that will stain the reputations of those responsible for generations to come. Tom McClintock, Republican of California, of all places, summing it all up so succinctly, so powerfully. And you know what else sums it up? I'll be the only TV show in America that makes this a big news story. Mayor Pete of South Bend, who's never going to be president of the United States. I should call him that for now on. I can't pronounce his last name. So I'll just call him Mayor Pete, who will never be president of the United States. As long as he lives, he'll never be president of the United States. Mayor Pete kicks off his Hispanic outreach with a famous communist slogan. This is what we're up against. El pueblo unido, jamás será vencido. The people united will never be defeated. The slogan originated as an anthem for pro-Castro socialists and has been used by socialist and communist protest movements the world over ever since then. Venezuela dictator Nicolas Maduro has used the slogan as well as other left-wing radicals throughout the American hemisphere. This is how he's riling up Latinos. Mayor Pete is riling up by using a communist slogan that represents Cuba and Venezuela, the two places that have just destroyed their people with such misery. It's unbelievable, unimaginable that anybody would quote communism. By the way, 90 million people died in the 20th century at the hands of communist rulers.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms. Even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. We are at war. It's pretty obvious we're at war, right? What they're doing to us right now, what the Democrat Party is doing to us, I don't call them Democratic. I try not to. I slip once in a while. But they're the Democrat Party, and they're the Democrats, and they're the Democrats. But they're not Democratic. There's nothing Democratic about them. Trump's the duly elected president of the United States. The people love Trump. The people wanted Trump. The people voted for Trump. The electoral system was designed to elect the president of the United States. Nothing wrong with being elected via the electoral system. And yet Democrats wanted to undo it from the moment he was elected, and they decided to frame him and fix it and try and destroy him. Ruin him, drive him from office, send him to prison, assassinate him. These are all the things they talk about 24 hours a day ad nauseum. It's really quite amazing. Nancy Pelosi compares impeachment to the Battle of the Bulge against Nazi Germany. She gives a speech on the House floor today. The Battle of the Bulge is described as Hitler's last gamble. The battle began in December 1944. The Nazis sent 200,000 troops into a surprise attack against American forces. And though the Americans prevailed, 100,000 were killed or wounded over 2 months of fighting. Wow. Can you imagine how you dishonor those killed and wounded by comparing them and their circumstances to what's happening with Trump? It's the exact opposite, Nancy Pelosi. What you've done is you've so dishonored yourself, your party, your country, veterans. You have so dishonored them all. At this very moment as I'm speaking, they impeached him on Article 1. It's a travesty. And it just doesn't matter. Let me be the only host in America to say, it's meaningless other than you've defeated yourselves. You've turned yourselves into Jim Jones of Jonestown. You committed political suicide tonight, Democrat Party. What a sad travesty. What a disgrace you are. You're all frauds. And I go back to what I said last night. My gut instinct says it's all because, it's not because they really in their mind think Trump is a bad guy or a racist or a homophobe or a Islamist or a Islamophobe or sexist, whatever word that they use, words they use to describe conservatives, it's not that. That's the cover story for their incredible sheep that vote Democrat, that listen to anything their leaders tell them. The real story here is that Trump has uncovered the corruption of the Democratic Party. It's one huge scam. They get elected to office for one reason and one reason only, to rip off the taxpayers for billions of dollars and distribute the loot and be rich for generations to come. That's why people get into politics, especially if they're a Democrat. A few rhinos too, but mostly Democrats are there to steal the loot. And I believe Obama, and he had Biden carrying out his dirty work, Obama, and Obama was in charge, and Obama was coordinating the looting, and Biden was his dirty guy, his bag man. And John Kerry was in the middle of it, not only in Ukraine, but in the Iran treaty deal. They were ripping off our country and ripping off the country of Ukraine and distributing the loot, and Trump caught them with their pants down, their shorts down. So they had to take Trump out. So this is their attempt, and it didn't work. America's laughing at you, or at least they were laughing. Now I think they're just aghast. I think they're shocked you actually went through it. And not only that, but most Americans hate Ivy League professors and hate Ivy League law professors, eggheads. And you paraded a bunch of eggheads in front of the American people to make your case, none of whom knew anything about the phone call. We know the phone call. It's the most incredible case in history. We, the American people, knew much more about the phone call than the supposed whistleblowers or witnesses, because none of them witnessed the actual call, and we did because Trump released the transcript. Everybody knows there's nothing in the call. This is the biggest joke in the history of America, except today and at this moment, it's not a joke anymore. The Democratic Party actually, The Democrat Party actually did it, and they've emasculated themselves. They've destroyed themselves. It's an embarrassment to America. Nancy Pelosi compared it to the Battle of the Bulge. Sorry, Nancy, this is not a big moment in American history. The Battle of the Bulge was a great moment in America's history. Great military moment. This is a embarrassing, humiliating, disgraceful moment in the history of America. You've impeached a man for nothing. It's like the entire United States Congress has been watching too much Seinfeld. That was a TV series about nothing. That's what Jerry Seinfeld joked. It's an entire series about nothing. And that was the inside joke of the TV series. That's an inside joke now of the Democrats in the United States Congress. It's an entire political party about nothing. When you think of the problems and the struggles of the American people, and you could have put those struggles out, you could have gotten together with Republicans and President Trump, and you could have made America a better country, and you wasted your time about nothing. Nothing. Never seen anything like it in my life. I used to think it was funny. Now I think it's dead serious. You're watching political suicide by Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat Party. Tragic.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Obamacare's individual mandate is being ruled unconstitutional. A U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals made the judgment on Wednesday. The panel is ordering a lower court to look at the rest of Obamacare to see if the rest of the law should be thrown out. Votes are expected tonight on the two articles of impeachment against President Trump. Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia believes
it's not about what this body can do and its constitutional oath. And there's been a lot of constitutional and founders thrown around and will be all day today. But there's one thing that I will mention all along, and that is also the founders were very concerned about a partisan impeachment in which politics of the majority who have their strength can do what they want to do, irregardless of any facts.
President Trump holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Michigan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior. So Democrats facing a disaster. They just impeached Trump. And pollster John McLaughlin says only 36% of voters believe that freshman Democrats deserve re-election if they vote for impeachment. The 30 Democrats in pro-Trump districts are all in huge trouble come next November. Only 36% of their constituents believe they should keep their job if they vote for impeachment. That's what says. That's who says it. John McLaughlin, pollster John McLaughlin. Despite the Democrat-weighted polls, the sham impeachment is hugely unpopular in America today. And here's what McLaughlin said. This is a quote. Even those bad media polls are getting bad for them. Every one of those polls that came out today, CNN, ABC, Quinnipiac, they all underpoll Republicans. And can you believe it? They all had less than 30% Republicans when we were 33% on Election Day in 2016. So they can't believe that the polls that they rigged are going against them. Because after 2 weeks of hearings, they bored the country to death. They came up with no evidence, no proof. All they proved is that Donald Trump is an innocent of everything they're saying, and it's a railroad. It's all politics. The country is tired of it, and they want to move on to other things. We produced the Trump campaign. Tony Fabrizio produced a poll in the 30 districts that Democrats hold. And because one switched, we didn't use that one. We already got one that became a Republican because of this. In that poll, 53% opposed impeachment, only 43% support. And they said only 36% of the voters say that the Democrat in their district deserves re-election. And I'll repeat something from last night. And then, by the way, I'm going to take some calls. Normally, I only take calls on Fridays, but I want your reaction to this impeachment. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. I do want to hear from you tonight. It's a very special night. Impeachment backfire. Polling shows Trump surge against all Democrat contenders. Trump's doing well against every single Democrat running for president. He's beating Bernie Sanders. He's beating Joe Biden. He's beating Elizabeth Warren. He's beating Mayor Pete. And he's beating them by huge amounts compared to a month ago. Two Democrats voted against impeachment, Jeff Van Drew and Colin Peterson. Van Drew is from New Jersey and switched to Republican Party. Amazing. And Colin Peterson is from Minnesota, if I remember correctly. Minnesota, Colin Peterson. They voted with Republicans Wednesday against the House Democrats' bill that defines the floor debate on the articles of impeachment against President Trump. Van Drew and Peterson both voted against ordering the previous question and on passing Resolution 767. Brave guys, man, brave guys. You know, this guy, Van Drew, he switched to Republican and his staff resigned because, you know, his staff's a bunch of liberals. He saw the light. He saw and read the writing on the wall. He knew he could not be reelected in his New Jersey district that trends Republican and pro-Trump if he stayed in the Democrat Party and he voted for impeachment. These other people, like I said, Jim Jones, Guyana, Jonestown, they're committing political suicide. Political suicide. Peterson voted against blocking McCarthy's resolution. Van Drew and Peterson voted against a resolution that would formalize the rules and proceedings. So lots of reasons to love these guys. And right before I take calls, I see we're filling up. I want to mention one more thing. Stephen King, the horror author, warns he will work to oust the Democrat congressman over the impeachment vote. Horror author and producer Stephen King warned on Tuesday he will do everything in his power to oust his congressman, Representative Jared Golden, should the lawmaker only vote in favor of one article of impeachment against the president rather than two. The author of The Pet Sematary warned his congressman he will work with all his might to see him defeated next year unless he votes for both articles of impeachment. Can you imagine? That's how bad Stephen King is. This is how badly divided America is. They want a civil war so badly, you can't even vote for the other side ever. Even when common sense tells you what you're seeing in front of you is a witch hunt and a Salem witch trial. If you dare vote against one of the two articles of impeachment, they're coming after you. That's how extreme radical the Democrat Party is. I said I'd take calls tonight. I want to get your reaction. Let's take William in Kansas leading off. Line one. William, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm wonderful, sir. Love your program. Hey, I've got something to twist the Democrats up with. If Trump were to be removed, although, you know, they've already impeached him, if he were to be removed, that would mean that he did not complete a complete term.
A term.
Shouldn't he be eligible for two more terms?
Well, here's the deal. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. I wrote about, by the way, I wrote about this, William. If you're impeached, then they have a second vote. If you're actually found guilty in the Senate, which Trump will not be. He'll be acquitted in the Senate in 5 minutes. But if you were found guilty in the Senate, and that means they affirm the impeachment and you are really officially impeached, then they have to vote a second time on whether you're allowed to ever serve office again, hold office again. And if they vote that you can never hold office again, you can never run again, and you're done. If they don't pass that, you know, that bill that says you could, that law that says you can never run again, then you could be impeached and found guilty, and you could still run again. You could still run again. But there's a chance you couldn't ever run again. It depends how they vote. So, look, it's immaterial. He's not going to be found guilty. He's going to be acquitted in the United States Senate because the whole thing is a absolute travesty, the biggest in the history of American politics. William, thank you for the call. I know that's gone around a lot on email. I've seen a lot of emails come in say that Trump has a right, he already as of now has a right to run a third term. I don't think any of that's true, and I don't think practically, even if it was true, you could do that. You can't get away with that in the United States of America. Don't worry, we'll have plenty of good candidates after Trump. Joe in Kansas on line two. Joe, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I hope you had a good visit up there in the White House, and I hope you told Trump about thank you for the Choice 40 program for the vets.
I had a good visit in the White House, but I didn't have any time to tell Trump anything. He gave a speech about his new executive order about Jews and hate speech towards Jews and Judaism being a race and a nationality, not just a religion, and then he was off, and I think he was negotiating the China trade deal. He did not come into the audience and speak to anybody, so I had no chance to speak to him one-on-one during my last visit, so I didn't get a chance to do that, but don't worry, it's happening, and all is good, believe me.
Okay.
I get all my good stuff to Trump, believe me.
Okay, one other thing. I am so glad President Trump got impeached tonight.
Because
he's going to make history again. He's going to be the only president to ever get impeached and get reelected again for four more years because he loves his country.
There you go. I agree with you. I think you're right on the money. Believe me, it's the best thing that ever could have happened to him. It's ridiculous that it ever happened. It's amazing. And Democrats would commit political suicide right in front of us. But having said that, it'll all work out good. I wish it never happened, but being that it did happen, it's a big win. I'm a big believer in positive thinking. You know, glass is half full, not half empty. I wish he was never impeached, but I'm glad they went and did it because we could turn it into a big win. That's the glass is half full philosophy. So all things considered, it's going to be a big win-win for Trump. Agreed. Bonnie from North Carolina on line three. Bonnie, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Oh, Ronnie, I'm sorry. It's Ronnie. I'm sorry, Ronnie. I remember you. How you doing, Ronnie?
I'm fine. Hey, thank you for supporting America, and thank you for supporting our great president. The last loser we had was a disgrace. I'd like to make a quick comment about the impeachment.
Yes.
I have never seen a trial, especially a trial against a sitting president, where he is not allowed to face his accuser.
Right.
There's no such thing as a protection for a whistleblower. Schiff has got away with the biggest unlawful law.
Scam.
A scam. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm a combat disabled veteran. The vets are absolutely mad as him.
I know.
I'm telling you.
I know, I'm aware.
And I call Connor Lamb's office. He's supposed to be a Marine. He's a disgrace. I call Max Rose's office. He's a disgrace. They're cowards. And
yeah,
I'm going to tell you something. Donald Trump, instead of 63 million, he's going to get over 100 million votes. I'm telling you. I'm saying
I love your enthusiasm, buddy, but it's not going to be $100 million, but instead of $63 million, it might be $65 million, $66 million, $67 million. It's going to be a lot better. There's no question. Trump's gained millions of new fans, and they will come because of this with pitchforks in hand. They're going to be so angry. So I'm with you, Ronnie. It's not going to be $100 million. Let's not get crazy here. But it's going to be much higher. Your point is valid and well taken, and the anger is palatable. Everybody can feel it. We are simmering mad. We are so angry that you did this. It's such a shocking, outrageous thing. This would be if we trumped up charges against Obama. Crazy. You hear the music. We'll come back. We'll grab more calls. We got Kevin in New York, Fran in New Jersey, Carl in Colorado. More lines ringing. 833-WAR-TALK. You know, I've gotten away from calls. But tonight's an historic night. Not because Trump got impeached. Because Obamacare got killed tonight by a court decision. Now, it's going to still have to go to the Supreme Court. But Obamacare's pretty much dead. Stick a knife in it. For the moment. We'll see what the Supreme Court says. That's why it's historic. And it's also historic because the Democrat Party, a major American political party, committed political suicide tonight. That's why it's historic. Not because of the impeachment. The impeachment is just stupid. All right, coming up next, Dr. Joseph Williams, sponsor of this show. Board-certified MD. One of 200 doctors in the world is diplomat of the American Board of Hair Restoration. If you have thinning hair, he's the most important guy in the world, other than Trump and me. Listen now. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot. That's LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root, we can jam in a few more callers. We'll take them. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Just because it is an historic day, they just passed the second article of impeachment. Trump is officially impeached by the United States House of Representatives. You just can't believe they'd go this far, that they'd be this stupid and this suicidal and this fraudulent. It's unimaginable. It's beyond the pale. And they've done it. But, you know, we all just laugh because they've just signed their own political suicide, literally. It's over for them in 2020. It's going to be an historic... Today's not an historic day. November 2020 will have an historic day. The Democratic Party will prove that an entire political party can commit Harry Caray all at once. Unbelievable. Louis Gohmert, one of my favorite congressmen, goes off after Nadler accuses him of spouting Russian propaganda. Fireworks took place after Texas Representative Gohmert said Ukraine interfered in the 2016 election. This country's end is now in sight, and I hope I don't live to see it. There's an outrage. Nadler responded to the statement by claiming he was dismayed that a lawmaker would spout Russian propaganda in response. Gohmert reapproached the microphone, which was off, and began shouting at Nadler to take down his words as the gavel banged. Representative Steve King from Iowa eviscerated the Democratic Party and the Biden crime family. He took to the floor Wednesday, and he said, more Americans forget the Democrats pulled out their impeachment stunt after Joe Biden got caught in a multi-million dollar pay-for-play. Here's his exact words. This is the largest and most massive cover-up of such a list of crimes in our country, and to go so far as to bring impeachment hearings to try and cover all of it up, you're accusing Trump of doing what Joe Biden has confessed doing. Joe Biden was not the opponent of Trump. He's in a 21-way primary. He's running third in the race. His opponents are 20 other Democrats. How would anyone dig into that mess of 21 people and decide he's going to go overseas and pull some maneuver like this? You have to sign him a motive. But the reality is it was Biden who was doing the extortion of pay for play in order to protect his own son. And it was Trump who was following the law. Amazing. Let's take a call from Carl in Colorado in line 4. Carl, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Very good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well,
I've been watching this stuff all day, you know. Every one of them dummycrats got up there, and they all said the same. So it's like none of them have ever read any of this reports or anything, you know. They're all saying the same thing, impeach, impeach, impeach. And it's like none of them have read a report or listened to a witness or nothing.
Well, you got to remember something, Carl. I had a guest on radio yesterday. That's right. It wasn't on TV. It was on radio, on my national radio show at USA Radio. You can always find that at usaradio.com. And I'm on every day from 6 to 9 East Coast, 3 to 6 Pacific, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific. And I had a guest on.
Yeah, I like people.
And I had a guest on who's a wise guy. He calls himself a wise guy. I mean, he is a lifelong professional gambler and a professional golfer who takes high-stakes poker players for millions of dollars on the golf courses of Las Vegas. This guy's a street hustler. And he said, basically, these guys are all crooks and criminals. That's what it is. They're all crooks and criminals, and they're not even that good at it. You know, they're not even good shysters. They're not even good scam artists. The good ones are on the street. The bad ones go to Washington. But they're hucksters and scam artists, and they're just covering up for their own crimes. That's what's happening here. It's amazing. That's all you're seeing in front of you. And he said they're like paid actors. They don't have any ideas of their own. Somebody writes them a script, and they all read from the same script. And that's what you saw today. They're all reading the same script that someone else wrote for them. Nancy Pelosi's writers wrote for them. Nadler's writers, Adam Schiff's writers. He probably hired Hollywood comedy writers to write the script. It's pathetic. All right. Carl, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. I want to end. We got a couple minutes left. And I want to end today with a story that bothers me as a, not only a Republican conservative, but you all know who watch the show regularly. I'm a Jewish American. And an Israeli student was subjected to a foul-mouthed anti-Semitic tirade on the New York subway. An Israeli student said she was subjected to a disturbing, foul-mouthed anti-Semitic tirade that was and was physically attacked on a New York City subway last week by a passenger who got annoyed after she was asked to move her bags. It makes me feel very humiliated and sad that anti-Semitism still exists, said Lihi Aser. It's scary to think that our world is going that direction. New York City Police Department told Fox News the incident happened near Wall Street. This woman, Lihi Aron, said she encountered the woman who police identified as Zarina Ali, 38, as she got on the subway on her way home to Brooklyn after an induction ceremony at her school. And Fox News said she asked Ali to move her stuff because she was occupying three seats on a full train. She refused. And she eventually someone got up. She sat next to Aron. And I happened to sit next to a visibly Orthodox Jewish man. And she was yelling at him, shouting at him, Allah Akbar, Allah will kill you, nasty Jews, citing clauses from the Quran. When you see a Jew, you've got to kill him. She used massive profanity. And this went on for a long time. You're a stinking Jew. You can't believe this goes on in the United States of America, but then you realize what happened in Jersey City. How someone targeted Jews and targeted Jewish deli, Jewish grocery, and killed Jewish people inside that grocery. And it wasn't really the biggest news story in America. This is what's going on in our country today. All right, coming up next, my doctor suggests, my sponsor, cold and flu season. I don't get colds. I don't get flu. Thank you, my doctor suggests. Check it out now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.